Is sin forgiven? The law of life and truth is the law of Christ, destroying all sense of sin and death. It does more than forgive the false sense named sin, for it pursues and punishes it, and will not let sin go until it is destroyed, until nothing is left to be forgiven, to suffer, or to be punished. Forgiven thus, sickness and sin have no relapse. God's law reaches and destroys evil by virtue of the allness of God. He need not know the evil he destroys, any more than the legislator need know the criminal who is punished by the law enacted. God's law is in three words: I am all. And this perfect law is ever present to rebuke any claim of another law. God pities our woes with the love of a father for his child, not by becoming human and knowing sin or not, but by removing our knowledge of what is not. He could not destroy our woes totally if he possessed any knowledge of them. His sympathy is divine, not human. It is truth's knowledge of its own infinitude which forbids the genuine existence of even a claim of error. This knowledge is light, wherein there is no darkness, not light holding darkness within itself. The consciousness of light is like the eternal law of God, revealing him and nothing else. Sympathy with sin, sorrow, and sickness would dethrone God as truth, for truth has no sympathy for error. In science, the cure of the sick demonstrates this grand verity of Christian science, that you cannot eradicate disease if you admit that God sends it or sees it. Material and mortal mind healing, so-called, has for ages been a pretender, but has not healed mortals, and they are yet sick and sinful. Disease and sin appear today in subtler forms than they did yesterday. They progress and will multiply into worse forms until it is understood that disease and sin are unreal, unknown to truth, and never actual persons or real facts. Our phraseology varies. To me, divine pardon is that divine presence which is the sure destruction of sin. And I insist on the destruction of sin as the only full proof of its pardon. Quote, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." End quote. 1 John 3. Jesus cast out evils, mediating between what is and is not, until a perfect consciousness is attained. He healed disease as he healed sin, but he treated them both not as in or of matter, but as mortal beliefs to be exterminated. Physical and mental healing were one and the same with this master metaphysician? If the evils called sin, sickness, and death had been forgiven in the generally accepted sense, they would have returned to be forgiven again. But Jesus said to disease, "Come out of him, and enter no more into him." End quote. He said also, quote, "If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." End quote. The misinterpretation of such passages has retarded the progress of Christianity and the spiritualization of the race. A magistrate's pardon may encourage a criminal to repeat the offense, because forgiveness, in the popular sense of the word, can neither extinguish a crime nor the motives leading to it. The belief in sin, its pleasure, pain, or power must suffer until it is self-destroyed. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.